Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 24.
Where are we?
Valentine's Day is where we are, sir. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yeah.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Andrew Conway.
Hello.
And Gadiel Khan.
What's up?
We're doing one of our famous recast sessions right now. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to recast Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. Mostly the Fellowship part, but they're going to add on some other characters. But the stipulation here is we're doing an all-black cast.
Whoa.
With Lord of the Rings.
African-American, sir.
Well, they're not all American.
Okay.
They can't be African-American.
All black.
That's
cast.
Why you said black.
Yeah, black's fine.
That's what I said. I said all black cast.
Whoa.
I was correcting Adam.
You're the one who said
Someone
it.
Someone like a British.
African British.
That's not correct.
Wow. So we're going to do that. So we're going to start out. So mainly where we're going to do just the fellowship, the actual nine people who went on the journey of the fellowship. No. But I was yelled at.
Yes.
Because supposedly.
The one time you don't have more characters than we need.
Everybody had to do more characters. So I'm going to pass it off to Gotti and Adam to start with some of the more minor characters.
Our thought process was that there are a lot more characters of Fellowship that you need to round out the movie. So we have like the villains, essentially, and then the girls.
The love interests.
The love interests. Go ahead with your love
interests.
So
the love interests. First we have Arwen.
Oh, so
the love
good.
For Aragorn.
Oh.
Who played Arwen?
Liv Tyler.
Okay.
I have Jessica Lucas, she was in Evil Dead.
She's pretty.
And also the girl from 12 Years a Slave. I have
Lupita?
Lupita Nyong, yeah.
Really?
I had, interesting enough, like of chicks who can kick ass, I had Dana, how do you say her name, from Walking Dead?
Denai
Guara, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I thought Aisha Tyler so we could keep the Tyler theme.
I was thinking Paula Patton from Mission Impossible.
Jesus.
Oh my god, she is the worst actress.
Whatever.
Wow. She's beautiful, but the words
she's beautiful.
That come out of
well,
her mouth.
Well, Liv Tyler didn't speak much in the movie. She's pretty much.
Yeah, she does. She speaks all the damn time.
Team
Sun says
so.
So is this Tyler Perry's Lord of the Rings?
No. No, most of our chicks aren't Tyler Perry girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, his
I guess then for. Galadriel. Who was played by Kate Blanchett in the series. I had Kerry Washington.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Beats mine.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Who do you have?
That's perfect.
Kerry Washington.
That's perfect.
Okay. Then moving on to some of the villains.
Well, we went with Saruman,
yeah.
who is played by
Christopher Lee. Who's been in 300 movies.
And is great in all of them. Saruman. And I went old school. He hasn't acted in a while, but I think if you brought him back, it would be just dynamic. Sidney Poitier.
Yeah. Ooh. I had Lawrence Fishburne, I think would do good. And
Fishburne
also
I like.
Lance Reddick, who I think, because he has like creepy.
He's kind of young, though.
We can
Christopher Lee was freaking old. So was Gandalf.
Yeah, we can age
That's
him
why
up.
I went really old with Sidney.
But I think
I
Lawrence Fishburne
would
do a good job. He's been doing
Fishburne
role,
would be good.
Role, so.
He was good on the Super Bowl commercial in the car, by
oh,
the
yeah.
way. That was funny. And then another great kind of villain-esque character. He's not truly a villain. Is the great Gollum. Andy Serkis doing damn near Oscar-worthy material there. And I went with an actor who I can think could pull off awkward and weird and has this weird vibe, Jeffrey Wright.
He's pretty good.
I think you could figure a way, because he's not that short, but you could figure a way to make him into an interesting, weird
I said
Gollum.
Kevin Hart, just because he's short.
But Andy's not that short. He just
And
crouched.
He has that high voice.
Yeah.
So he can do that. This.
But Jeffrey Wright would be creepy as hell as Gollum.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with Jeffrey Wright. And then lastly, the father figure of little Frodo, Mr. Bilbo Baggins, the originator, the hobbit himself.
Yes.
And Bilbo was tough because you want someone that's cool but old as shit. And I love House of Lies and I love the dad or grandfather, depending on if you're looking at Don Cheadle or his son. Glenn Thurman, who is hilarious in that, and I think would play a great Bilbo. Because Bilbo in Fellowship is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
He's a joking kind of guy, just chilling. He's, you know, he's living the life. And I think Glenn lives the life. Lives in a big penthouse. I think he could pull it off.
I had Keith David.
Keith David would be great. Then
then and you also would think about Charles Dutton. Both of those seem like kind of out.
See, Dutton to crazy. Me is like Gimli.
Yeah.
Kind of thicker. You know what I mean?
He's those crazy
bits.
What are y'all talking about?
Nothing.
So that shores up our extras that we wanted to plug in there, but let's get to the real
fellowship. Let's get to the real fellowship. Let's start out with
Pippin.
And who played Pippin?
I have no idea what his name was.
The guy that wasn't Dominic Monaghan.
I picked Pippin. I picked Anthony Mackie for Pippin.
Really? Anthony Mackie?
Really? I did, absolutely.
He's like freaking Legolas or someone. Kick ass.
Yes.
How is Anthony Mackie a midget comedy guy?
Absolutely.
I had Brennan T. Jackson.
That's who I had.
I like
Tropic Thunder.
I like
you
Brandon
need a
T.
little
Jackson.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Brandon T. Jackson's
I had him and Mary as Kevin Hart
Brandon
and Brandon
T. Jackson.
I had Brandon Jackson and I had Marlon Wayans as
See, yeah, those guys are too old.
No, they're not.
No, Brandon Jackson's like 20.
Yeah. Brandon T. Jackson?
Yeah, he's
yeah.
super young.
It'd be funny if it was like Huel, but then I worried about Huel walking up the hill. I didn't think he could make
this
it.
This is tough.
I like Brandon T. Jackson.
I want Damon Wayans Jr.
Both of them together would be
yeah.
hilarious.
Because Damon Wayans,
I
would, my Mary and Pippin were actually the two guys from New Girl. That was my
really
right because they really,
New Girl guy's funny.
My Mary was Dooley Hill.
Lamon Moore
from
Sight.
Dooley Hill is great.
Marlon Wayans is who I had.
You like Dooley Hill?
I
like Dooley or Marlon.
I had like a Friday Night Lights reunion and did Michael B. Jordan for Mary.
Oh man,
I have Michael B. Jordan for Frodo.
Yeah,
I think that's who I have. Michael B. Jordan is Frodo because I think
he's the only person
I can
see.
Yeah,
no way. I got a better one.
I have a good one for Frodo.
I have one that you might like as Frodo.
I have a better one for Frodo. But I think Brandon T. Jackson and Dooley Hill I think would be perfect for Mary.
Dooley can pull it off. He can sing his ass off.
I think
Damon
Wayans is
better. Dooley Hill's
funny. I do like Damon Wayans Jr. That's a good
I would
one.
I would have them both audition
great...
and see which one would go.
Yeah.
But are we all agreeing on Brandon T. Jackson?
Yeah.
Can we jump to Samwise then?
Why?
No, let's
yeah,
go. We're doing.
I did that. I did mine like who
as a foursome.
As a foursome, I cast.
Okay, so Samwise and Frodo. All right.
Or do we want to save Frodo?
Yeah.
For the last.
Yeah, let's save Frodo.
Okay,
but
you're
let's
right.
just.
All
right.
We'll go
to Gimli.
Samwise. Oh, Gimli.
We'll go your way, Brian.
All right, Gimli. Who do y'all have for Gimli?
Forrest Whitaker.
That's who I picked because he's old and big as shit. But he's
oh,
definitely
no, no.
A
I got it, guys. Gabourey Sidibe.
Oh, my God. There you go.
There it is. There it is. Female Gimli.
I thought about Forrest Whitaker, but I actually went with...
Ice Cube?
No, for you know, Anderson. Anthony Anderson.
Oh, because he's a little bit thicker.
Yeah.
No, but he's thin now.
He's really thin now.
He's skinny.
Really?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
but
he lost a lot of weight.
If we went really old, I thought James Earl Jones could pull it off.
I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking Common.
Common?
For Gimli?
Ooh,
yeah.
I always forget about Common. He's a great
He's
actor.
A great actor.
He's more like a...
He would
like
have been
a,
good for like a Aragorn or a Boromir.
Yeah, because he's a little
better
bit...
actors, though.
Oh, no, I know.
There.
I know. But I always forget
but
about Common.
Common's...
He
does really good.
Common's
I do,
so
I do
great.
Like Forrest Whitaker. He'd be awesome.
I'm still going with...
Because Gimli's a little weird.
I would,
I'm still
yeah.
going with
so
Gabourey Sidibe.
And I would like to see Forrest Whitaker...
Snarky, which you need to have for Gimli, and just
think,
kind of. Ridiculous.
And we don't have a lot of female characters since you only did the
yeah,
damn
since you
fellowship.
Yeah,
you
don't want to have girls. I made girl characters.
But Gimli and Legolas seem to like
dwarves,
they need
though?
To be a pair. Of
yeah, how do you
but Gabby
could
work off
yeah,
whoever,
yeah.
don't you think?
So Legolas, I went with Idris Elba, and hear me out because
no, he's Baromir.
No, he's
Boromir. That's why I have his Boromir.
No, I have better Boromir.
Dude, Idris is 6'3". Like. Is Legolas?
Yeah,
doing
no,
yeah,
no,
almost human.
He's
Michael, great because nah. looks wise, but Idris looks really good. But
want,
Idris,
you know,
is,
Idris
is
too
badass.
Big.
He's too big.
What about,
way
what
too
about
big.
Jesse Williams? That's who I had for Legolas. Yeah,
I had
very,
do y'all know
pretty.
Chadwick Boseley from?
I hate him. But yeah.
He could
Legolas,
play Legolas.
Like,
what about David Oyelowo from The
he's
Butler?
He's really short.
Chuetto from
he would have been
Slave.
A really good.
Actually,
he would have
Chuetto
been
could do it.
He's
done Chuetto
yeah,
Edgefor.
Really he was the badass. He's the assassin Serenity. He's got the look.
But
I think Michael Easley is the prettiest.
Looks, yeah.
No, guys, are you not thinking about Jesse Williams? Jesse Williams is like the black version of Orlando Bloom. Like he's beautiful blue eyes.
What was
young.
He in?
Okay, he was on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
He was in The Butler. He played Martin Luther King in The
whoa,
Butler.
Whoa. Oh, he's a gorgeous guy.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we pick him.
He's so pretty.
Michael Ealy is pretty too,
but Jesse Williams is younger, and you need to have that character as a youngish character.
Well, Legolas is an old character.
I think that Michael Ealy would be a great.
I am also
what's
as,
his name? Sam Neill's character.
Oh, the older elf.
He'd be great for that. Michael Ealy's also really short.
Oh, is he?
It's not Sam Neill.
He's a damn good actor. I like Almost Human.
Is it Sam O'Neill?
Elrond,
I had Chiwetel.
What's his name?
So for Boromir, y'all had Idris?
I had Idris.
No, I had Chetua Ejiofor.
I have Dijon Hanasu.
See, I had Chetua for Legolas.
Daemon.
I had Wesley Snipes. Because
who?
Wesley Snipes. Because he's a badass, man. No, man, he's the one that knows how to fight.
No, yeah, but he's a badass in that he's bigger and stronger. Not
and
that
he's
he can whoop. Yeah,
like
Boromir. Idris has got can go gray. I think Idris would be.
I also thought of John Boyega.
I think Idris would be awesome because you want a big name in that character.
I had John Boyega from the Attack of the Block.
Big dude, that kid is big.
And he was the
black kid in Attack the Block. The
John Boyega is my Frodo.
Oh wow, that's not
absolutely. He's too
but what about
big.
Chitua, yeah. Okay, so here's the thing: like
Ejiofor could pull it off.
I would say Chitua Ejiofor because he dies, and so it's like who would you rather see in all three films? Like I would rather see Idris Elba as Aragorn because I want to see him in all three films.
I had someone that's
Dijon Hunter.
Yeah, I have Anthony Mackie as Aragorn.
Idris is more memorable, so you'd be more memorable death than like.
I had Will Smith as Aragorn.
No Why? Way. No way.
That's
Argon's supposed to be likable, not fucking Will Smith.
Will Smith can't have one there.
That's
he,
who I was saying.
I went Anthony Mackie. Damn right.
Anthony Mackie. As Aragon.
That kid's
I
a star.
Idris Elba.
Smith.
I need Idris Elba. As
so much fun in fact that I'm going to eat my yogurt.
I could see Idris.
Anthony Mackie, just because he's a breakout star and he's doing great in a lot of the performances he's doing now. And he's got
the only issue would be he's not old enough because Viggo was, he was in his... Late.
Will Smith would be perfect for Aragorn.
No, he
like
wouldn't.
No,
Will
he
Smith
wasn't.
Would be horrible.
you're
no one would see Will Smith as like
a
lovable guy.
Yeah.
Who would
want to
see that shit? I'd rather have Denzel Washington fucking Will Smith. Denzel could pull that shit off.
Will
Smith would make it all stupid.
No,
he's making the direct-to-DVD porn parody.
Yeah, no one would see Will Smith. We veto that pick.
Yeah, Lord of the
veto that.
Okay, moving on to Gandalf. I had Samuel Jackson.
Morgan Freeman!
No.
Come on!
No.
Morgan Freeman!
No way.
He's got to be old.
James Earl Jones.
He's too
old. He's got the voice.
He does.
Samuel Jackson.
Lance Reddick.
Samuel's not old enough.
James Earl Jones.
Gandalf's over 60. Samuel Jackson's not old enough for this role.
You shall Morgan
Freeman. You can... Make up him old. Samuel Jackson.
No,
absolutely.
He needs to be an elderly man.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman.
No, Morgan Freeman's too old. Too many things. James Earl Jones.
Lance Reddick.
Back.
Jones.
No, the problem is Morgan
Freeman. Louis Gossett Jr.
I would take
Sidney Poitier.
I like him as a villain.
Isn't James Earl Jones dead?
No.
Are you
Have you
give
seen
shelter.
Sprint commercials?
Give me
Who
shelter.
Else is there
Chris is
poor
what
James Earl
that?
Jones.
I don't know.
Where's Danny Glover, damn it? Who's he going to play?
John has sent you a friend request.
Maybe,
you and John
maybe Danny
friend.
Sam Jackson's a better choice.
You
than
want
James Earl
I don't
Jones.
Know.
Samuel Jackson and Will Smith?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't
want to
see that movie.
That movie sounds like shit.
Terrible. You need to learn more actors' names.
Yeah, find more black actors.
This is great, man.
No, it's not. No one's watching that Lord of the Rings.
And then my Samwise, I picked Rob Brown from Treme and Finding Forrester.
I picked Denzel Whitaker from The Great Debaters. He's the chubby one.
I picked David Oyelowo from The Butler.
I picked Jill Scott.
Wow.
A woman also?
She's a little bit thicker, too.
Yep.
You need someone who's got a little girth. Samwise,
Aisha Tyler.
She can sing.
Aisha Tyler does not have any girth.
But
she's a lovely woman.
But anybody
can get because she's pregnant and arch. It don't mean shit.
Well they can gain weight for it.
Megan Good,
because you know
Megan Good would be awesome.
Rudy gained weight for that role.
She'd be an awesome.
Whatever.
Yeah, I had her as a backup option.
She doesn't.
Go watch The Great Debaters again. You'll see what I'm talking about.
See, I had a.
No one wants to do that.
I had an overweight Michael Ealy for Samwise.
It's like formerly pretty, but now,
disagree with most of your guys' choices.
Of course you do, Brian.
Because you'll probably pick like a Kel or some shit like that.
Keenan Peele.
Yeah.
I'll throw shit at you.
Yeah,
if you pick Keenan Thompson, then you've got the shittiest film ever.
I didn't.
Keenan Thompson would be great.
great.
For Frodo, I picked John Boyega from.
Wait, are we on Frodo?
No, we're not Frodo.
Oh, on Sam Wise.
Rob Brown, the trumpet player from Treme. And Fine Forrester main kid.
Actually, that's pretty good.
For Samwise.
He's kind of chunky.
That's like the only out-of-the-box one you came up with.
What are you talking about? Right,
guys,
John and his lead is out-of-the-box. A lot of people don't know him.
Michael B. Jordan.
Julie
who?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. So what about you?
John Boyega for Frodo.
Michael B. Jordan.
That's a perfect.
Akina Noni Ross.
Who's that?
Rose. Akina Noni Rose.
Who's that?
She was one of the three Dream Girls.
Okay.
She was the one that got beat up by Michael or by anyone.
So not Jennifer Hudson.
Not Jennifer Hudson, not Beyonce, the other one.
She's pretty.
She's very pretty. But I was going to do an all-girl...
Black cast?
I was going to do that. But I was going to do an all-girl Hobbits. But then I really liked having a friend at
you realize
and then having
the all-girl fellowship couldn't get...
Frodo was also the youngest.
Akina Noni Ross can do really dramatic.
From Michael B. Jordan.
She was
I think Michael B. Jordan's good. I like Michael B. Jordan. But the guy from Wuthering Heights, the kid, Solomon Glove, could play Frodo because he is so young and innocent
so
looking. Solomon Glove. Remember that name. That kid is 14.
He's just so good.
That's a British actor, remember.
40.
He did look older. He's 14.
Both guys in that. You're thinking of the older one.
Okay.
This is the younger
one. I mean, I'd like to see them audition for the role. I really think... I mean, it would be between Jordan and Boyega.
You can audition, but I already know who I want.
But no, I'd like to see... It'd be between Jordan and Boyega.
This panel, even though all of us threw out other things.
A Keenan and Kel reunion.
And I would like to see... And I would like to see James Earl Jones audition, but no way. It would be Sam Jackson. Completely for Gandalf.
No way.
No one at this table believes that BS.
We already
picked Morgan Freeman or James Earl Jones.
Not Morgan Freeman. Not
Gandalf was over 60, period.
Lord of the Rings.
There's no way Samuel plays
that role.
Sam
Jackson's like 60.
No, he's not.
He is actually, but... Sam Jackson's
not. He's not the old man.
Yeah. He can only play himself
Hugo
in
Weaving.
Everything.
Not true.
Hugo Weaving.
Not true.
Yeah, Samuel could play Hugo Weaving's character.
That would be a great
That's a good Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
No way.
He's menacing.
Yeah. He's menacing and he could be good or bad.
He pretty much
That's
does
Samuel.
His Mace Windu impression.
Why are you throwing shit at me?
That. Oopsie.
I don't know.
So yeah,
Will
so we
Smith.
Need to debate here.
Well, let us know what you think about our. Our all-black Lord of the Rings cast.
And where should Louis Gossett Jr. be?
Does he need to be in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
None of us got Mario Van Peebles either.
He's the.
I thought about him for a little
while. He's the alien
by the way.
From Enemy Mine.
Of course he did.
I did.
Yeah, I think Mario Van Peebles is alive, but Mario Peebles is not alive.
How did Martin Lawrence not make
Mario
this?
Van Peebles is alive.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence?
I thought about Martin Lawrence for Pippin, but I decided
I even have Big Rames as my Sauron.
He could be Treya, one of the trolls.
Big ass Big Rames.
Big Rames as Sauron is good.
I know. Big and menacing and bald.
Menacing.
Doesn't say shit,
yes.
Just whoops your ass.
We don't like any of our choices, but we're moving on past that.
So let us know what you think.
What about
we
Ozzy Davis? Remember Ozzy Davis?
He's dead.
Several.
Oh, that's true.
He died shortly after
Bubba
Hotep.
Dead. You know, the crazy
I miss
one.
Ozzy. Oh. Can we recast Bubba Hotep?
We will next time. And that is our recast. Check us out on Facebook.
Have you never seen Bubba Hotep?
That-